daily sunshine is actually good for you. You don't want to get sunburned, but some daily sunshine, especially in the warmer months and especially midday, is actually very helpful. Try to expose as much of your skin as possible for about 15 to 30 minutes, and it is helpful for vitamin D production, but also has other subtle healing effects. Now, another recommendation, which is optional, is foot reflexology. Basically, you want to rub your own feet or have a family member do it for you. It's inexpensive, it's easily performed, and it actually is a great way to balance the body's energy systems, especially while going through all the changes that occur on the program. What you do is you rub each foot firmly all over, beginning with the toes, for about 10 minutes each foot. You can do it longer than that, and spend more time on any area that is tender or painful. And don't be afraid to rub hard. If you're not used to foot rubs, go gently at first, but eventually you'll get to where you like it, where you rub in there and get really good around the toes, into the feet, and put a lot of pressure into those areas. It actually does relieve stress in the body to do that. You do want to rub all over the foot, under the arch, on the heel, on the top of the foot, each time you rub your feet for a balanced treatment. And it's actually a great treatment for the whole family. Okay, nutritional supplements. I am going to be recommending some for you. I do find them necessary. We are dealing with deep deficiencies here. It is impossible to address them with food alone, especially considering that our food is so deficient today. It is one of the major problems that we have. Our soil is depleted. We used to have 17 to 18 inches of topsoil in this country. We are down to about 1. And because of various fertilizers and other treatments, the nutrients are either not in the soil or they are not available to the plants. And this is true even of much of the organic produce available. And of course, the animals that feed on these plants are also deficient. So we have very deficient diets today. And this has been a major source of problem for decades, increasingly so as time goes by. And on top of that, of course, we get all kinds of toxins that push nutrient minerals and vitamins out of our body or use them up in processing the toxins. So we wind up with very large deficiencies. Now, the goal isn't just to fill in every deficiency that we find right away with massive doses of these things. We do have to do this in a very careful, very scientific way, and replenishing in the right sequence for the various minerals and nutrients that are needed. So we will base this on your hair test. I typically recommend supplements at 3 meals a day. If that is difficult to do, let me know. We can modify it as needed. Supplements are best taken with your food. If you forget with your main meal, it is okay to take them right afterwards, or you can take them with a snack, a few bites of yogurt, some cheese, things like that you can use to take down your vitamins. Now, if you're very sensitive or very ill, we'll likely have you begin with 1 dose a day or even a partial dose and work up slowly to your full amount of doses over a period of several days to several weeks. With extreme sensitivity, often it's best to take a dose maybe every other day to start. I am used to working with people with supplement sensitivities. Interestingly, they tend to do very well with the formulas that I use because they are so properly balanced and targeted to your individual body chemistry. Now, do not take other supplements or herbs without running them by me. Many will actually negate the benefits of this program and can actually work against you instead of for you, based on the state of your body chemistry at the time. So run anything by me that you would like to take, and I'll let you know how it may affect your program. These supplements are very high quality. They're from a company called Endomet Laboratories. Most of the products I will recommend for you are from there. And this is the company founded by Dr. Eck, and these are his formulas. They work extremely well, and they are very high quality. And I don't recommend substitutes unless absolutely necessary, because most of the substitutes just don't work as well. All right, so that's it with the supplements. We'll work on your supplement program. You'll see what it is. We'll work you into it slowly as needed. And usually I do not use a large number of supplements like many other programs do. And this program is generally quite affordable. Okay, detoxification. Now, the whole program works to naturally and safely detoxify the entire body. Your body knows what is not supposed to be there. It isn't getting rid of it for a reason. Either it doesn't have the energy or resources, or it's holding on to the toxin to use as some kind of crutch or stimulant to keep it going due to stress. For example, if you do not have enough zinc in the body will actually intentionally absorb more cadmium, which is very toxic, and it will use it instead of zinc to build tissues. And that is because the body does not want to leave holes. It needs to make enzymes, it needs to build your blood vessels. It will use cadmium instead of zinc when necessary. So it is not a good idea to just rip out all the cadmium because you will leave holes in your structure. So the solution is to replenish zinc as needed, and the body will go through and replace all of those different binding sites with zinc and remove the cadmium. Mercury, aluminum, toxic iron, toxic manganese are all things that can stimulate the body and keep it going when fatigued. So many people have gone through some form of chelation therapy where they pull the metals out and find themselves utterly exhausted when done because they didn't realize these toxic metals were propping them up. So all kinds of interactions in the body can be going on like this, where the body is actually using toxins as compensations. So it's one reason not to wholesale do chelation type therapy or other therapy just to remove metals. You want to rely on the body's wisdom. You do not want to bully it into things. You want to give it the proper nutrition at the proper time, and your system will remove these things in sequence and quite powerfully, I have to say. These toxins do come out, metals, chemicals, even infections. Okay, dental infections and amalgam fillings. You do want to take care of your teeth. Having metal in your mouth is not a good idea. They are usually filled with mercury and they do poison you. So you do want to, as soon as possible, arrange to have your metallic fillings removed and replaced with non-metallic materials. This does not have to cost a lot of money. There are some very good, very expensive biological dentists to go to that can do this for you, and it can be worth it if you can afford that, but it does not have to be that complicated. The dentist just needs to use a lot of suction while removing the metallic filling and then put some kind of non-metallic material in its place. So with that in mind, you can find dentists to do this for you at a much lower cost. There are other dental stressors such as root canals, which may need to be addressed. Sometimes the whole tooth does have to be removed, but that is up to you and your dentist. But I would indeed look into this and make sure you get all the metal and infections out of your teeth. I have articles about this topic, and you can always run anything by me that you have on the subject. All right, the next topic here is stress reduction. Of course, we're dealing with stress from all different levels here. We have toxic stress, we have food stress, not enough sleep stress, not enough water stress. Another component to this is attitudes, emotions, and mental training. So another key for healing is the control of your thoughts, feelings, and emotional ups and downs. Now, biochemical imbalances can cause a lot of difficulty in these areas because the body does respond to toxins, low adrenal energy, various things. These things all can affect your thoughts, your emotions, your moods. But there are things you can do. You do want to focus on positive, uplifting, inspiring thoughts and attitudes because these do contribute greatly to healing. Negative feelings such as fear and guilt and anger don't assist healing and actually can cause problems in the body. So do your best to avoid stressful people and situations. Sometimes this even includes avoiding entertainment that causes a stressful reaction, such as watching a depressing or scary movie. Your body has no way of knowing that the alien on the screen that's going after the guy running that makes you nervous while watching the movie isn't coming after you. All it knows is that you get nervous while watching the show, and your body actually will mount a stress response, and it actually interferes with healing when that's going on. So sometimes you need to avoid even those stressors. Now, if something does come up while you're on the program that's emotional in nature or any type of stress that you want to discuss with me, please feel free and I'll see what I can do to help you. All right, I do recommend spending some time outdoors, whether walking in a neighborhood or going out into nature. Getting some peace and quiet time also, whether indoors or outdoors, is quite beneficial for healing, especially for those with busy lives. All right, medications. I do recommend you continue any prescribed medication as indicated by your doctor. My goal is to reduce your need for medication, which often does occur on the program. And of course, I do not recommend stopping any medication unless you consult your doctor. All right, healing reactions. This is an important concept because they happen on this program. These are temporary flare-ups of symptoms that occur as toxic metals, chemicals, and infections are eliminated from the body. It can also occur in response to an organ healing or a tissue healing. So you can get all kinds of symptoms from this. You can get joint pain, a cold, rashes, fatigue, or other usually minor symptoms. They come and they usually go on their own. They are welcome evidence of healing. But it is important to remember this, and I will reiterate it with you at your visit, because everyone is surprised when it happens and doesn't realize that that is what is happening. They will be on the program for 2 weeks and suddenly get a headache or some other symptom and think, oh no, what's wrong? What did I do? It's usually not anything wrong. It's usually a toxin dumping, and as it circulates around, it can cause a temporary headache, or some other symptom until the liver and kidneys clear the toxin. This is an example of a healing reaction. Some can be emotional, anxiety, for example, or depression, and many are physical. What you want to do is you want to consider your supplements as a volume knob, and all you have to do is cut back or stop your supplements. For a few days, usually is plenty, and this will often slow it down enough to where it is tolerable. Now, some healing reactions are very deep and can be prolonged. Don't worry if that happens, and you will be coordinating with me on that. Also, you want to make sure during a healing reaction, you're drinking your full amount of water, sleeping as needed. Okay, and the coffee enemas are another optional procedure I'll be going over with you, and these can be helpful during healing reactions. So in general, we have a lot that I can do for you during a healing reaction. The most important thing I want to get across to you now is to expect them and to realize that I'm very familiar with dealing with them, that they are good signs of healing, and of course, stay in touch with me as you run into these. I've already mentioned that retesting is very important. I do want to reiterate this. Every 3 to 4 months in the beginning, we will be doing a retest to make sure that your supplements are correct. Your retest by date is going to be on your recommendations sheet. This is a sheet that will list your supplements. It will tell you your oxidation rate, your type and amount of water, and it will have a retest by date. And as I mentioned, this is the latest we will want to retest. You can always do one sooner if you wish. Follow-up consultation is very important. This is the last topic here. It's important to your optimum progress on the program. And included with your initial test fee are 2 additional consultations. These are 15-minute follow-ups. I like to do them in person if you're local, but we will also be able to do them by phone if you are at a distance. And it is best to do it a week after you have been on the supplements. So for local clients, that can be right away since you can get the supplements in my office. For my distance clients, it'll be a week after you receive your supplements. We're going to go over your progress, diet changes, make any needed supplement additions or corrections. So you have 2 of these included with your initial test fee. For local clients in my office, I may also do some special muscle testing work as needed. You can save up questions that you encounter to go over at these visits or phone calls. If something urgent comes up, of course, let me know sooner. Once these visits are used up, we will discuss how often you should come in for continued follow-up or have scheduled follow-up phone calls. Usually the visit frequency reduces to maybe once every 2 weeks, and then once a month, and then less frequently from there. Now, some people need only a small amount of follow-up, while others may need more time. Please utilize me. That's what I'm here for. Anything comes up that relates to your body while on this program, you let me know. If you run into trouble, it is best if you're local to schedule an office visit. Distance clients, please check in with me by phone or email, and I'll be happy to help you through it. Okay, so that's it. That's the program in a nutshell. The exciting part is yet to come when we get your test results in and I get to go over everything with you. Once again, I'm very glad to have you on board. Thank you for listening. I look forward to seeing you or speaking with you when we go over your test results.